nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Haven't been taken over by classic rock pirate station or anything. You are still listening to Cosmic Overdrive, episode number 129, I think we are currently. I have to count these things because I have no idea anymore. Anyway, 27th of February 2012. Spring is in the air, so to speak, today. And what better way to celebrate that than with another 7-inch special on Cosmic Overdrive. Last week we did part one, today we are doing part two, and for me a very nice way to go back into my music buying history, so to speak, as you could witness in this first track that we played. Again and again, Status Quo from 1978, the first single from the album If You Can't Stand the Heat, and kind of the last of the good Quo records. It was already going a bit downhill by this time, but Status Quo is one of my guilty pleasures. And anyway, I bought this 7-inch when it came out in 1978, and this is what I was listening to when I was 12 years old. Actually, I still secretly like it. And several years ago, I went and saw them live together with a friend of mine who is a big Quo fan. And it was quite an experience, I have to say. I enjoyed that. One of those typical shows where they play new songs and everybody politely claps their hands, of course, waiting for all the old favorites. And the band knows it and the audience knows it, but they still want to do these new songs. And everybody is waiting for the 70s stuff. And in the end, they play all the 70s stuff. And everybody's happy. The band is happy. The audience is happy. And that's how these things go. Anyway, Status Quo opening this episode of Cosmic Overdrive, Dutch 7-inch, funny enough, with the address of the fan club printed on the record sleeve. Status Quo Fan Club, P.O. Box 79, Didam, Holland. This was in the time before we even had zip codes here in Holland, so that tells you how old that single is. Maybe I should write to that fan club. They probably are still there. I wouldn't be surprised. Anyway, let's move on to a bit more correct music for the show, so to speak. But not much more. This was also in the charts here in Holland. Killing Joke and Kings and Queens.
We've all been through the rain.
Couldn't hear myself for a second there. It's called the bog standard version, but there is not much bog standard about it. Palais Schomburg, the Beat of Two, from a 7-inch from... I bought this 7-inch in England, so this is a UK pressing. From the Palais Fou Schomburg album from the same time. I think this is 85 or 86. I also bought this. Also bought this when it came out. I always liked the beat in this track. This has a very strange, strange beat for a, especially for a 7-inch. It's not really commercial. I don't think it did much chart-wise, but it's a very interesting track nonetheless. And actually, that whole album is very, very good. So worth finding if you find it. It's it's pressed on, I think, Mercury. It's on a major label, so it should not be that hard to find. And I think it's the last Palais Schomburg album before they split up. And of course, two of the members went on to bigger and better things: Thomas Veilman, and of course Maurits van Oswald, aka Maurizio, would be become one of the Berlin minimal techno gods. And also did lots of interesting dub stuff. And the funny thing is that on a lot of those Palais Schomburg records, you can already hear that they are doing interesting things with the production. And well, it's a slowly evolving process, I guess. Anyway, next, move on to the next track. And I have to grab the sleeve for this because this is Spanish and my Spanish is pretty bad. It's from a double 7-inch. On, let's see, Monster Records, double 7-inch with a gatefold sleeve, blue vinyl. It ticks all the right boxes for collectors like me. The EP is called Isus Obreros Especia Especializados. It may be a li or a la too much in it, but you get the drift. The band is called El Aviador Dro, old ancient Spanish minimal synthpop. And the track is called La Chica de Plexiglas.
What goes? Don't try to change their point of view. Don't try to change their point of view. You will not be friendly. You will not be friendly. You will be aloof. You will be aloof. You will be aloof.
Good advice from Cabaret Voltaire. Don't argue. I should have been sitting next to this record with a stopwatch. And why is that? I hear you ask. Well, I look on the sleeve of this record. And much to my ultimate surprise, I see that this is a track. This is actually the B-side that we played. The Don't Argue, Who's Arguing version. That lasts, according to the sleeve, it lasts 6 minutes and 12 seconds. And I don't know how the hell they did that on a 7-inch that plays on 45 RPM. I always thought it was 3, maybe 4 minutes maximum, but I don't know. And it actually, I think it was about 6 minutes. It was a pretty long track, so I don't know what they did there in the 80s in those pressing plants in England, but they managed to squeeze over 6 minutes on that 7-inch and make it still sound okay. I played the B-side because the A-side, I don't know if you've ever heard the A-side, but that's the single version. And, well, I don't know. It has female vocals and additional keyboards, and I don't know. I bought this when I saw that it was co-produced by Adrian Sherwood and additional mix by John Roby. And I thought, ooh, you know, two of my favorite producers and remixes. But, well, this is, not their finest hour. Let's keep it at that, because I think the mix, it's a bit like a New Order tried the same with Subculture to make one of their own tracks. I don't know, kind of, I think John Robey was also involved in that. Make it more hit friendly, but I don't know, it just doesn't work. Anyway, so the B-side, it is the original Cabaret Voltaire production. And from 87, still also one of their latest, interesting tracks. By this time, the formula was getting a little bit old, and, they changed stuff also later on. Richard Kirk, of course, went on to do lots of techno and ambient and whatnot, and I don't know what happened with Steven Malinder. I haven't heard too much from him. Anyway, let's go back to a few years before this. And I slowly have to turn my head to see the record player, what is on there from 1981. The Deutsch-Amerikanische Freundschaft and Sex unter Wasser.
Oh, come mit ins Wasser. Und Wasser.
from a kinky German leather-clad underwater sex to English teenage schoolgirl singing I Could Be in Heaven When I'm With You. I'm already in heaven when I hear this track. I really love this track. The Flatmates, 7-inch owned Subway organization. I think I played this a while ago when I did the C86 special on Cosmic Overdrive. I also played this 7-inch. I don't remember which track I played. It could have been this one. It deserves to be played because it's so good. I don't know if many people still remember the Flatmates, but they deserve to be remembered just for this track alone. Subway number 6, 7-inch, with two other tracks on the B-side. Barely 2 minutes long. What more does great pop music need than one or two chords that have been played to death, lyrics that go after every cliche that's ever been written about, and some cute girly singing. Hey, what more do you want? Let's play some more from the same era, from the same movement, so to speak. We've got a fuzz box and we're going to use it on pink vinyl 7-inch Rules and Regulations. There are not many bands that manage to stop at the very pinnacle of their career, but this band did it, The Jam and Beat Surrender, from the time when they were moving away a little bit more from the punk stuff towards more soul-orientated music that Paul Weller would later, of course, do in the Style Council with... shall we say, I don't know, success, a little bit, but also a lot of, I think, a lot of failures there. Anyway, I play this track. I have this single because I used to go to London several times a year in the 80s to buy records there. This was the time before the internet and... Well, we were collectors. The guy I would go with was in my class in school, and he was a big Paul Weller fan. Jam, Style Council, bought everything from them. And of course, I was the Joy Division and New Order collector. And so what we would do is we would go to London on these overnight ferries. We would leave Amsterdam in the evening. On one of these cheap bus tours, and then we would be in London at about 6 a.m. And of course, nothing was open for several hours, so we had a whole route that we would go the whole day from a cup of coffee first in the station where we arrived to finally the bootleg markets and. The more interesting record stores, and we would do everything in one day and spend I don't know how much money, but too much. And then in the evening we would go back by to the buses, and the next morning we would be back in Amsterdam. Crazy stuff, but that was the only way you could get a lot of these records. We would do mail order too. I remember there was one record store called, I think it was called Adrian's, and they would do a catalog, and whenever that catalog came, we would sit for hours looking if there was anything that we didn't have, and in the end, there wasn't. In the end, we had everything. And anyway, those were the days when you still had to work to find your vinyl. Let's move on to a band that I think... is not heard enough on Intergalactic FM, so we play them on Cosmic Overdrive. 1986, Depeche Mode and Stripped.
Trees, we lay on the grass and let them...
If you want to know who this was, I cannot tell you the answer right now because it's a 7-inch. It's a split 7-inch. It has two white labels on both sides and it's both acid. So I have no idea who this is. This is either Freddy Fresh and Tarantula or it's a track produced by Autokinetic. I don't know, one of the two. It's a 7-inch on... let's see, the Electronic Music Foundation, yellow sleeve from Minneapolis. I picked a whole bunch of these up when a Dutch house music distributor had their annual sale. They always, not far from my house, I can't remember the name of the distributor. They've been gone for a few years. They used to have a warehouse not far from here, and they would have an annual sale in their warehouse. And 99.9% of it was absolute commercial trash that they would have there. But however, there would always be something interesting that also nobody else wanted that came to that sale. So it was always worth going there, and one time I picked up a whole pile of these acid 7-inches, and there's some good stuff there. Quickly moving on to the next 7-inch. This one is recorded originally in 1980 on, I don't know what label, but it's re-released on Mauerstadt Musik in 2009. Let's see what information is on here. The band is Neural Circus. And oh, it's a sleeve. The track is called Exit. And this is a record that I got from Thomas from Das Dre Moment. Thank you, Thomas. It's a very cool track.
They unplug the equipment that is helping me survive. I sink into the bedclothes, trying hard to stay alive. I pry my eyes wide open, but I see through frosted glass. I feel the needle touch my skin, I feel the fluid pass. I try to scratch a message in the crack paint on the wall. You won't find me complacent when I'm a victim of it all. I try to look for sympathy in a nurse's frozen stare, but she thinks that I'm in spasm, so she really doesn't care. Knit my brows in agony as panic takes control. I have to make them realize before they reach their goal I'm still alive. I start to sweat profusely as I claw the air for breath. It's amazing how you cling to life when you know there's nothing left. Dream of playing cricket on a Sunday afternoon, and all the things I'll have to do if I get out this room. I listened to the doctor's voice as it echoed in the gloom. He was speaking of the irony of being switched off too soon. I'm still alive. still alive. No, I'm still alive.
I've got a brand new pair of jeans. I've been to the doggies, got the means. They turn me into a sex machine. Given me a pair of enormous balls, I could even fill a festival hall where schoolgirls went for more and more. I've gone to the doctors, it's CSA. No need for operations, and you know how it feels. Tomorrow I get my hands done with 15 fingers and a phallic thumb. I'll rattle the girls till they come and come. The stomach lining change has really done the trick. The bruise alcohol and gives me kicks. It makes me have supersonic sex. I'm gone to the doctors, it's easy, you say. Now need for operations, and you know how it feels. I got bricks on my toes and one on my nose, and some on my back that nobody knows. And I wanna go first, still gross and gross. I got a set of clicks hanging in my ear. I went to the doctor to get a smear. He told me I had gonorrhea. Gone to the doctors, it's easy to say. No need for operations, and you know how it feels.
there, freaking sitting up my bum. I tried it on a lady who likes her fun, and she got flown to kingdom come. I'm not to the doctors, but say. Now I need more reparations. I need no